It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Hey. Wow, I can't believe that Chelsea's dad killed them both.
Oh my
Murdered
God,
that, in cold blood.
That cliffhanger, I was like, what?
And then he came in and he said, say hello to my little friend. He pulled out his Tommy gun and he mowed him down. And I was like, oh my God, it was exactly like she thought. It was the worst case scenario.
I thought Paul was going to be the murderer, but it turned out to be Charlie.
Yeah.
In the Chelsea's pink apartment with the Uzi the whole time. Oh, with the Tommy gun the whole time.
The pink Tommy gun.
The pink Tommy gun the whole time. Runs in the family.
Yeah, it does.
The pink thing.
He's got a Barbie house too.
Yes.
I love the idea of Charlie having a Barbie house. No, he was so supportive. He was like, that's great. Like, oh, is Chelsea so worried about?
Yeah, they were like, we have to do a cliffhanger because people will literally stop watching the show after this episode if we don't have some kind of cliffhanger.
Episode 6 was a snoozer. We were all Tiffany's. We were all Tiffany's for episode 6.
Yeah. I like how Chelsea explains it to him as a social love experiment. Like, she tries to sell it to him. She's like, it was a social love experiment. Like, she's like, all right, how can I explain this to a boomer? Okay. Hippies, love, social love.
Oh, you think of hippies when you think of boomers? Lucky you. That's so fortunate of you.
No, but that's like what they think of themselves as.
Yeah.
Like, it was the 60s. It was the 70s. It was social love, you know? That's what they think of themselves as, Ben. That's how you sell it to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me.
Certain boomers, yes.
Yes. Many boomers.
Maybe Seattle boomers, for sure.
Yes. my dad's like, well, I'll be darned. I celebrate this. And I'm like, what? Why are all the parents so supportive of this? It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Well, probably because there's a camera there and they don't want
to. Yeah, that's what I hope. I hope when the camera turns out, he's like, this is the worst decision you've made in your entire
life. Sweetie,
you don't know this person. You shouldn't even be moving in with this stranger.
Sweetie, your Ken is still out there.
Yes.
You need to look for him.
Can't you just date him? Like, you met him. You can date him. You don't have to move in together. This is not so for shut so.
Yeah, but you know, he gives his blessing, which is good. You know, you have to give your blessing, otherwise the marriage cannot go forward, legally speaking.
What is up with these antiquated people needing the father's fucking blessing? What the fuck? They're not.
Well,
even
hey, Max, not so fast here, because don't forget he's getting a good deal. Okay. Back in the day, she would have cost at least two goats. Okay?
Yes.
But now all he needs is the blessing. So
but he's
getting a good deal.
You forget it's
a
2-for-1 deal because you get a Baba thrown in. And that Baba is 30.8 years old. And I don't know how old Chelsea is, but...
It's basically an antique at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is pretty impressive. A Baba, they don't come in worn in like that. You got to wear them in yourselves. Over 30.8 years old, and she wears that baby in every
deal.
Day. Yeah, Baba.
You get that. You get a lot of pink water bottles. Yes. Also, Babas, pink Babas.
No, the blessing. If the woman wants the blessing, I do support it. I just personally think it's an entirely antiquated thing that makes it feel like the woman is property. So
yeah.
Not property. Not that part. Not the blessing part. It just feels weird. Why do you need the blessing?
It feels old fashioned is what it feels like.
Yes, not the property.
But you know, having said that, I also see, like, I can also see it for some people as like, oh, it's just a gesture to say to the parents, like, hey, you know, I really want you guys in my life too, and I want to be a part of the family. And how do you guys feel about this? Like, I think all that is great, go for it if that's your thing.
Yeah,
but yeah, like specifically, I have to have my father's blessing or else I cannot marry this person. That's weird. It's
because
weird.
We see people that are like, we see people on these shows that are like the women are like, you don't have to ask my dad. And he's like, no, I have to ask your father. Like the father's blessing is more important to me than ever. And the dad says no. And then the guy's like,
I can't do it.
We can't get married until your father approves of
my
me.
My hands the are
father,
tied.
It's your father. It's the most impressive
your
thing in the
you
whole
get
world.
It. You get it.
You gotta get the father's blessing. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, you could not make me ask for a father's blessing. Yeah, you couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
No.
Don't give a shit.
I didn't ask my father-in-law. And he was fine with it because he's a normal guy.
I respect Maria's father very much.
Yeah, of course.
I don't care if he approves or not. I know that he does.
Yes.
But even if he said he doesn't
the approval
approve,
is not important.
It does not matter. You know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you want to have a good relationship with that person, but the approval is the thing that's not important. Yeah.
Our love knows no bounds, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You and Maria are a real Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, we are. Do you know the biggest twist during this scene was for me, Ben?
Mm.
They weren't using gold goblets.
Oh,
they were using glasses and I could see the wine. It was tripping me out.
It was Nobu glasses, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were Nobu. It's like going to Jekyll and Hyde in Times Square. They got souvenir glasses. It was crazy. Yeah.
With crazy straws in them.
Yeah, you ever go to Jekyll and Hyde? Do you get that reference?
No, I didn't go to that.
I don't know if it still exists. It was like a monster themed restaurant. You know how a theme
I love those. Yeah, I love the theme restaurants. They're
like
so
how theme
cool.
Restaurants really popular. Yeah. It was really
remember
cool.
Like Rainforest Cafe was another big one.
Yes. But this was like crazy elaborate. Like the bathroom you went through like a bookcase and they had like monsters like all throughout the thing, and they would they would like talk to the whole restaurant, you know, like throughout the thing, and they'd be like, I'm this monster, roar! Like giant animatronics and shit. It's pretty
themed
cool.
Restaurants are cool.
I know, they need to bring them back. Why? It's almost like restaurants are really hard to turn a profit, and then you throw in a bunch of theme shit and it makes it even harder.
I will say they're bringing back Casa Bonita out here in Denver, the famous Casa Bonita from South Park. Maybe we'll see it on a future season of Love is Blind, because folks, they're casting here in Denver right now.
Let's do it.
Let's go, Mile High City. Go Broncos.
Let's bring back Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe. All the theme restaurants.
Hard Rock Cafe is still going strong, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't been to one. I hope so.
I don't go to them. I haven't been to one since I was like a little kid, I think.
So it's our fault. You ever go Planet Hollywood?
I don't think I've ever been in a Planet Hollywood.
No. What? Dude, you walk in and they have all the movie props from the real
movies. I know what Planet Hollywood is. I just don't think I've ever been to one.
Was that because they had magic and stuff that you weren't allowed to go?
No, there wasn't one in Colorado.
What if they had props from a movie with magic?
They didn't have any in Colorado.
Yeah, I don't think they had any. I went to one in like Washington, D.C. and one somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. Got to bring back
select cities for that.
What if there's a Love is Blind themed restaurant?
Oh my God. You go in and you go on a blind date and then you have to marry the person after you for dessert.
You order from your waiter through the pods. The whole
you get
thing
gold goblets for your drinks.
Yes. You can bring your pet. You bring your dog with you and feed it wine.
Your server is actually a justice of the peace.
So they
ask two questions at the beginning. Would you like to hear the specials today? And is love truly blind? They make Marshall is the cook in the back. He makes pancakes for everybody. They serve cuties as appetizers.
There's themed rooms too. Like besides the pods, like there's Cole's apartment is one of the rooms.
Yes.
It's a great ambiance.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a toilet in the middle of the restaurant that's like flies buzzing around.
Yeah, it's really cool.
so stupid.
So how about Paul and meeting, how about Micah meeting Paul's mom, Elizabeth, her twin? That was pretty.
Twinsies.
That twinsies. Everybody loves that. This would be concerning if he hadn't met her through a wall.
Yeah.
But the personality kind of lines up. But it was so funny that she's blonde. Like, that was really the kicker. That is really fun. The whole thing.
You're marrying your mom.
Yep.
He's marrying. That's a good idea for like a dating app, is like marry your mom or marry your dad. You know, and it's like all people, you upload a photo.
You put in a picture. AI can do it.
AI can do it. And they'll find you someone that looks just like your mom or dad that you can marry, get married to.
Yeah. Like, I think your parents should then like answer a survey. Like you send a survey to your mom and your dad, and they put in survey questions, and then you also put in survey questions, and they kind of like match you up with people along with like other survey questions. You know what I'm talking about? And they
can match them.
Dude, we're gonna have to cut this out of the episode because we have an app on our hands.
Oh yeah. We're going to be rich.
We're going to be rich because everybody wants, because, you know, Oedipal and what's the other one? Electra comp. What's the other? Antigone complex. What's the one where you want to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's what's the fuck your dad one.
It's a Freudian theory, isn't it? Yeah.
What is
the one who came up with it?
What is Electra complex? The Oedipus. What's the dad one? Never mind. I don't know.
It's like
Electra complex. Electra complex. There we go.
It's like the concept is like familiarity. Like you're seeking out something that feels familiar and comfortable from your developmental stages of life.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
But then it's like some people hate their parents, you know. So then they want like the opposite. You go the opposite. You know.
Yeah. You go the other way with it.
Yeah. But Paul loves his mommy, so he wants to be with the person that's like her, even though he's so different than his mommy.
Very
different. At least on the surface. His mom seems very.
We don't know if
like
she's a serial killer or not. We don't know.
That's true. She is a paralegal, which means she's a lawyer, and lawyers are inherently not good people. So that would line up. You ever hear the old joke? It's like, what do you call a lawyer with who's up to their head in sand? Who's up to their neck in sand?
What?
Not enough sand.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of the same variation of that one joke. Yeah, what do you call a bunch of lawyers that are blah blah? You know, at the bottom of a lake, a good start or something.
Yeah, something like
always,
that. Yeah,
always a good start.
People don't like lawyers.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. I'm like, where? I'm like, all right. I mean, I don't really have a huge problem with lawyers. I mean, I've never really encountered an issue with lawyers before personally.
Unless I have a cartoon character as my defense lawyer.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I'm like, do the people that write these jokes just get like sued all the time? I'm like, where is everybody encountering these terrible problems with lawyers?
Wait a minute. I just put something together in my mind. Is he best friends with Zach? Because Zach reminds him of his mom, because
Zach is a lawyer too.
Does he just only befriend and date people that are just like his mommy?
You know, this is getting really creepy.
It's getting weird.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying this anymore.
All around.
This is getting really weird, man. I think we're gonna have to cancel the podcast.
This is disgusting.
Yeah,
Let's just say it now. Paul wants to fuck his mother.
Yeah, marrying your mom wasn't creepy, but being best friends, and he's still best friends with Zach, we can tell via social media. Yeah.
Oh, they're nuts about it. They're the property brothers.
Yeah, they're fucking property brothers over here. Yeah, I think that his mom is a social media too, because apparently once they found out that that his fiance's name was Micah, Elizabeth's mom figured out who she was. That this is weird. Her dad's name is Paul.
Paul. Yes. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
So, okay. Let me get this.
He wants
straight.
To marry his mom, and his dad's name is Paul.
So, Micah's dad's name is Paul. He wants to marry Micah. Micah wants to marry her dad. So it's perfect.
Sick. It's what it
who is.
Is
coincidentally named Paul. So they both want to marry their parents.
This is
which
disgusting.
Is perfect. It's destiny.
You know, I've heard Seattle was a little crazy when it came to this type of stuff, but like this, wow.
I get why they call Seattle the left coast, am I right?
Everybody wanting to marry their moms and dads up there.
This Paul coincidence, this Charlie coincidence. These casting directors have gone insane. I'm telling
they've
you.
They've gone nuts.
Yeah.
They've gone nuts.
Wow.
She says she's a helicopter mom, too. She should hit up...
She flies helicopters?
She should hit up Tammy Eason from The Circle.
Yeah, Ed her son from The Challenge in The Circle is a helicopter engineer.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiffany and Brett. Brett has a real bachelor pad going on.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of cool toys, too.
Dude,
I want to go hang out at Brett's place. We'll play some VR together, some PS5. Hell yes.
He's remote control lights. Whoa.
Yeah. Dude, I'm surprised him and Zach aren't better friends with all their little remote control stuff in their house.
He has a lot of shoes. I like that. Do you know what I like? You can tell he's a real shoe designer because it looks like he actually wears his shoes. Like he doesn't just like have a bunch of shoes that he doesn't like wear. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like you think that maybe
he's a collector. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not just a collector who like has them to wear. Like he wears all the shoes that he collects. You know what I'm talking about? Like he's like yeah, for function too. I think it's cool.
For sure.
I like how he was like, "Look, I have a tension rod paper towel roll, so you don't need to touch the paper towels." Like that was the thing he was most impressed by. Like a $5 paper towel rack.
Of all the sharper image bullshit in his place, that's the one thing.
It's like, Brad, that's been around for like 30 years. Like, that's not a new invention. You can get that at the dollar store. I got that at Walmart when I was in college for like $2. That's not a new thing.
He's like, here, come check this out. And then he like puts a piece of paper up on the fridge and he puts a magnet on it. And he's like, these are magnets. Pretty cool, right?
He takes out a broom and sweeps the floor. He's like, look, it gets all the dust in one place. It's crazy. Yeah, but can you believe that they just end up deciding that, you know, they're excited to move together?
It's so cute. Yeah, it's great.
They're perfect. They're just so happy to live together.
What's that little part at the end?
Fucking Zach and Blitz had to ruin Castle of Love with their racket that they were making. But I didn't want to cut off the beautiful note she was holding, you know, with Castle of Love going on.
The only real problem with Brett's place was when they went to the bathroom, flooded. You had to, like, it was up to your knees. It's like a swimming pool there.
Well, he just gets out. He just leaves the water running. It's fucking ridiculous. He never turns off the shower.
He's got the nicest place ever. it's just when you walk into that bathroom, yeah. It's a flood in there.
Yeah, he has a waterfall shower, of course, but he doesn't know how to turn it off. Huge pet peeve of mine. Leaving on the shower. Creating that puddle.
I hope they get married in the metaverse. I really do. I hope that. I hope that they get their VR goggles on and we get to see the whole marriage in the in space, in the metaverse in space. They get married on the moon or something. It'd be fun.
Well, that's why in like the preview for the wedding, you saw him being like, this shouldn't happen at a wedding. And he's like, yeah, because nobody was wearing their goggles yet. He's yeah. like, weddings shouldn't happen not in the metaverse.
It's the 21st century, people.
Put on your fucking VR goggles.
Grandma's down there 90 years old. She's trying to maneuver around in the VR.
Also, I picked some of you up from the airport and your luggage looked cheap as shit.
Yeah. 1500. That's a nice suitcase.
It's yeah, nice. Good for him, dude.
I would not like with how many times luggage gets lost. You know, in air travel,
that's a good point.
There's no way I could spend that much.
What if it's carry-on though? What if it's a nice piece?
Oh, well, if it's carry-on, then yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm just imagining like $1,200 on a piece of carry-on luggage.
For a carry-on bag. I think I bought a duffel bag for $20 on Amazon. That's my luggage.
Yeah, I was thinking about the thing and I was like, well, you know, I guess maybe he's just, you know, I'm not gonna judge. Maybe he may just make a lot of money. I mean, he works for Nike, you know, and you have to apparently he said it was a looked bag. Listener Maria says
check bag, yeah,
it's a check bag. Yeah, you're right, that's very risky. I'm like, you have to look the part, you know, in certain ways maybe. But you're right, it's a checked bag, so it's going to be huge. Nobody's going to see you with it. But why do you need a $1,200 bag?
It's going to be gone. That thing, there's no way that thing lasts.
Yeah, he's like...
That's so expensive, you got to get it insured. You got to get insurance for that.
Yeah, like, nice clothes is one thing, you know, especially to play the part, look the part, whatever, it's your money. But yeah, $1,200 bag for...
It's wild.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look. Spend your money on whatever you want to spend your money on.
No, a $1,200 checked bag is insane.
But look, I'd rather have a metaverse luggage is what I'd rather do. It's a lot
no,
cheaper.
Dude, think about how cool it is when the guys, you know, they throw that bag recklessly and then it comes out on the little like conveyor belt and everybody goes, ooh, look at that fancy bag. I wonder who's going to pick it up, you know, and then everybody goes, ooh, look at Brett. He is
and then
a fancy
after he picks
bag.
It up, everybody applauds and he does a little bow.
Yes. Like, ooh, look at that expensive bag. I bet it's built to last. Zach and Bliss at Zach's apartment. Did you notice the rotating cactus?
No, that's one thing I missed.
He had like a pot with some rocks in it, and then the top of it was a rotating cactus. You have to go back and watch this. It's right at the beginning after
like it's amazing... real. It can't be a real cactus.
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
Okay,
it's right after the song "Castle of Love Ends" by the Love Is Blind Orchestra. Okay. That beautiful song we just listened to. There's a rotating...
That's probably why I didn't see it. I was distracted.
Your eyes were closed. You're taking on and on and on and on.
I was dancing.
Yeah, you're singing along. On and on and on and on. Meanwhile, I was like, on and on and on and on. That's a fucking rotating cactus. It's a very small rotating cactus. I just don't understand it. There are a lot of things I don't understand about this apartment.
You should ask Micah if they have those in Arizona, those rotating cacti.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to talk about that. I know that Zach has been spending too much time with Paul because he says the psychological and emotional love is there for Bliss. And I'm like, nobody says psychological love, okay? You're spending too much time with Paul. Psychological love? That's not a thing.
Yeah, he knows about psychological love now. He knows how to dispose of a body cleanly now. He knows lots of things.
Yeah. We see this. He called it a mural. I was expecting a mural, but this is a painting, Zach. It's not very big. So it's two owls holding a katana with, it's either lightning or some kind of electricity-based magic going around the katana. Yeah.
This is the dorkiest thing I've ever seen.
What? I think it's cool.
It is cool, but it's also dorky.
I don't even think it's cool.
Is this another Elden Ring reference? Any of our Elden Ring heads in the chat?
I played a little Elden Ring. I don't really remember seeing two owls holding a katana, but I didn't play it for very long. It was way too difficult. It upset me. It's too hard.
He's got to be referencing something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was.
We'll find out. We'll find out. Twitter will figure it out. They will.
I was like, it's just so funny that he left out the details of that. I was holding a katana with electricity going around it.
Yes, Bliss is in this apartment. She's like, wow, he really is like this dorky. Like, he really is a
yeah. I like how she was like, I think that like I'm nerdy in an earlier scene, and I was like, comparatively, you're not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
Maybe to some people though.
Yes. He's pretty geeky. He's pretty geeky.
Pretty?
Pretty, pretty.
He ruins the steak. I love how every time he's like, maybe we could do something else, she's like, we'll see about that.
Maybe we could like get married. Yes, I do, but we'll see.
We'll see. If you forgot about a little something you did called breaking my heart and stomping on it and shattering it into 1,000 pieces. So apparently he has a noise activation door so he can play songs when he opens it.
I love that.
Why didn't we get to see it?
Yeah, well, didn't
show, don't tell.
You didn't see when Zach first walked into the apartment and we heard da 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 da.
I think that happens for every door that he enters, though. Yeah, I don't think that's specifically in, yeah.
Everybody hears it.
Oh, actually, I think that the thing did work because when Bliss opened the door, I heard. Yeah, I think it does work.
Yeah. When Cole walks in, we hear Bad Boy.
Yeah, it really works.
When Matt walks in, we hear Cotton Eye Joe. What's your song? What song would you want to be played whenever you walk into a room?
Okay, I have to think of a song that you're going to know so you'll get the reference.
No, it's okay. White and Nerdy by Weird Al.
Yeah, White and Nerdy by Weird Al. That's good.
Do you have a real answer, though?
Home by Edward Sharpe.
Oh, Edward Sharpe. Fuck you. Chelsea's would be it would be either Yo Gabba Gabba or or like a Sesame Street song. The Sesame Street theme song.
Something by Creed, you know.
Creed. I never listened to Creed. You're gonna have to get more Christian than that if you want.
But you know who they are, okay? I'm just saying things that I know them, okay? I'm having a hard time.
You know actual bands I like, though.
Yeah, you know I know. The Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we could have the Reality Alert song. Whenever we walk in,
that'd
yeah,
be
this
sick.
What I want to hear every time I walk into my into any room is Max's voice.
Yeah, that would be mine. That'd
I
be me.
Always want to hear Max's voice 24/7, as if I don't hear it enough on a daily basis.
I think my theme song would just be random episodes of our podcast played in full.
That's great. The best hits. The hits.
Yeah, that's all I listen to these days. I just like go out for walks and just play episodes of our podcast. And I go, ha, 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 ha.
X, you need to seek help. Sick.
And I don't use headphones. I just play on a Bluetooth speaker.
God, disgusting.
What'd you think about their dancing in the kitchen? Was it up to form? What would you give it out of 10? Dancing
with
the Stars.
Depends on what they were dancing to. Did they activate the Harry Potter song or what? What are they dancing to?
That's true. And I couldn't tell if they were doing like a Charleston, if they were doing a waltz.
Charleston.
I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would have helped.
They could have done the, you know, the Soulja Boy.
Yeah, know, were they doing the Soulja Boy? I don't think the Soulja Boy has a dip, so I would have had to give them a one in that, in, you know, in that format.
Yeah. The Tootsie Roll, maybe.
Yeah, were they doing the Tootsie Roll?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I'll give them a 5.
Okay.
Kwame and Chelsea. So we're in fucking Portland for some reason. Portland, Oregon. What is this?
Yeah. I don't, this is ridiculous. I don't know.
Well, I know why we're there, because he has to get his Xbox. That's the only reason we're there.
You know, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, we're on a side quest for his Xbox.
Got to get his Xbox and his lube. That's what he's going to get those two things.
Yeah, for some reason, he sleeps on the couch, gamer life, so he's closer to his Xbox.
Yeah.
The lotion is out. There's a towel. The
lotion and the towels right there.
His mini Baba.
Yeah, watch out for your Baba, Chelsea.
And he kind of asks her to move to Portland.
Yeah.
Which is like, why are we what is happening?
Why is this a thing? Yeah. Why aren't they casting everybody that's just in Seattle?
That's supposed to be the point. It's supposed to be, that's not, it's
supposed
to be
a Portland one another time and cast Kwame. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to be like, whose apartment are we moving into? Not like, oh, this might not work out because you live in another city.
It's ridiculous.
I know. Jackie and Marshall. Yeah, she's stressed out because of her family. She doesn't want to hurt the people she loves. It seems that the family isn't totally in on it, but she thinks that they're like hurting her. And then she's stressed out because Marshall's family is coming over.
Yeah. She has a lot of anxiety swirling around in this scene. I feel bad for her.
Doesn't she just brighten up and suck it up, Ben?
Yeah, toughen up.
Suck it up. Put on a happy face and suck it up.
Now, this was the scene where I was like, oh my God, like, I actually do think Marshall and Jacqueline are really good for each other. Like, he compliments her very well. Like, he is a very calming presence to her, and helps her get centered in these moments where she's sort of spiraling a little bit. It's great.
What does she do for him?
Eats his pancakes.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Just in from the edit, we're just seeing a lot of him helping her. I still think they seem cute together, but I'm just like a little like, but it might just be his time to be helping her and then they'll be happy.
That's true. That's true.
You know, yeah. We go through phases where people need
help. Either way, he is probably like an extremely compatible personality for her.
Yes, I concur.
Yeah, I was like, oh wow, yeah, like they definitely need each other. Like this is, or she definitely needs him at least. You know?
He seems to really want to be with her, so it's good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great. Yeah, yes. I'm really rooting for these two as a couple more and more every episode, more than any other couple there. I really am.
Paul's apartment was absolutely terrifying to just in the ultimate degree.
Yes. She was like, where did you get these two couches? And he was like, oh, just two of my victims.
There were knives on every table.
Every table. Yeah.
Last time I checked, he's not a hunter. He's not a knives salesman. He's not a chef. And none of those people.
He's not Ryan Johnson, director of Knives Out.
Yes. And last time I checked, none of those people probably have knives on every table either.
Maybe Ryan Johnson does. I could picture, and maybe a katana too. He might have. He's a dork. So
yeah, that's true. Maybe if you're a professional whittler.
Oh yes, if you're making miniatures and things like that. Yeah.
Yes. Or handmade pencils.
Oh, he's whittling all right, but it's not wood. It's bone.
Bone. Yeah, so he's some packing gear, some dead plants. Why are the plants dead if he's so into plants? Because that's his cover for serial killing.
Yep.
He also has a residue testing kit.
He likes his plants. Not a real thing. Likes his humans.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like this whole scene, besides the obviousness that it's the serial killer's home, was like Micah eye for the straight guy. Like she was just walking around being like, no. No, yeah, and yeah. Then laughing at him like it was like what not to wear. She was like, what is this? Oh my god, what is this? Like it was like classic, like Queer Eye, like just making fun of him, like what is this for your grandpa?
It was funny.
It was really funny.
I will say, what is the point of having a dresser in a closet if you're not putting clothes in it?
Yeah, I know.
I was very confused by that.
I really thought it was going to be like what not to wear, and she was going to like take out like a trash can and like having like a keep pile and a throwaway pile and start like throwing out stuff and just start sorting everything. Yes. It's really funny.
They do a they do a meditation with the home and connect with the home before they do anything, just like Marie Kondo.
Yeah, they start doing Marie Kondo thing. Yeah.
But let's talk about
Arizona.
Okay.
And then she was also talking about it. Like, I was like, did I miss something? Did I fall asleep during episode 6? Like, was I supposed to know that she had a property in Arizona?
It was so casually dropped out of the blue.
I was like, when did she get a property in Arizona? Like, shouldn't we have, did they talk about this in the pods? Like, should I have, so no.
And he should be more okay with this because he is one of the property brothers. But having said that, I will say, Arizona, it's ridiculous. So she has a property down there, fine.
But why does she have two properties in Arizona, and why does she divide her time between Arizona? Like, why? What's the explanation?
Why doesn't she hire like a management company to manage that property that she has in Arizona?
But we don't even know what she does with that property. Like, why is it like a summer home? Like, why does she have two properties?
Yeah. Winter like, home, would think, right? Because it's Arizona.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. What's the story? They didn't explain it to us.
They didn't explain
it. We never heard about it.
It's very strange. Very, very strange. I don't like having to contemplate if this couple is going to get together or not just because of long distance, you know?
Yeah, and Paul says that he's like opposed to living in Arizona.
I don't blame him. If you're from Seattle, would you want to live in Arizona?
No, I don't want to live in Arizona, period. I would
rather want to live in 140 degree weather in the summertime. No, thanks.
I mean, I don't want to live in either of them, but because rain all the time sounds terrible. And then like just a lot of things about Arizona really don't appeal to me. But
a whole lot of stuff. Seattle's cool though. Seattle's cool.
I've been to Seattle and I really liked it. I just like wouldn't beautiful. Deal well with all of the rain and stuff, but I really liked my time there. I thought it was super cool. I really
liked
it.
The rain would throw me off.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of like that kind of stuff. But the week I spent in Seattle, I really quite liked it.
It's a cool city. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. The houses that they're in, and all the houses in Seattle, they remind me of like beach houses, but like very narrow, but they're like city buildings. So I thought it was really cool. Anyway, what is happening in Arizona and why are they so shifty about it? What is happening? But yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
It's weird. It just was thrown in out of the blue, you know.
And why did you get engaged if you're not down with it?
I feel like with SK and Raven, we knew about the Berkeley thing much earlier on than
we knew about in the pods.
In the pods, yes. And the Berkeley thing is also like he's just going to school. It's not like he's like indefinitely, you know, splitting up his time between the two.
Yeah, and it was explained.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly.
This was weird, for sure.
Yes. This Kwame and Chelsea phone call was really weird. Like, I guess they muted...
They muted her. Yeah, but it made it look like he was faking the conversation.
Yes.
Like he had her on speaker, and there was no voice coming out of it.
Yeah, why didn't they just film... Why didn't they just... they should have just left...
She probably didn't sign a waiver, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but they should have just left the shot on Chelsea and played the audio.
Yeah.
So that it didn't look incredibly fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That was very strange.
Yeah.
Kwame's mom is not happy about it.
No.
She's like, you're marrying Barbie and
she
Baba.
Has a what? What the fuck is a Baba?
Baba? You're marrying a woman who has a Baba? Yeah, I'm not feeling so great about this one working out. But we'll talk about that more on Love Center.
Tiffany and Brett. This is just with the luggage. We already talked about that. Anything else about $1,200 luggage?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
We made all of our bits. We did.
Zach and Bliss, they really go into gremlin lore.
Yeah, they do really into gremlins.
Yes. Goodness. Are gremlins called something different?
In the movie?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen.
Aren't they called something before they? Oh, Mogwai.
Mogwai. That sounds familiar.
Apparently, what Mr. Wing says to Rand Pelzer is, "You do with Mogwai what your society has done with all of nature's gifts. You do not understand. You are not ready. A Mogwai is a small creature of unknown origin." Oh, okay. So they're called Mogwai. That's also a band. Yeah.
Just don't let those Mogwai into Brett's bathroom, otherwise.
Definitely not. It's after midnight, right? They can't get wet.
Yeah. Okay, so it's got to be a late night bathroom.
Well, no, but he's always leaving that shower running, so you can't do that. You're right. They said that Furbies were lame. That's kind of true.
I had one.
I had one too. Everyone had a Furby.
I'll never forget the day I got one. A friend invited me to a David Copperfield show, so I got to.
You saw the copper?
I saw the cop. I saw him live. He flew over my head, literally.
What?
He can literally fly. Kind of cool. Folks, yeah, this is better than the Avengers, okay?
And he dropped a Furby on you.
And then afterwards, my friend's mom went to Toys R Us and she bought us both Furbies. And what? I was like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Your friend's mom just gave you a Furby?
Yeah.
That's insane.
She was a single mom, and so she really liked to spoil the hell out of her kid and all of her kid's friends. It was very cute.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They were very creepy though. They were very hard to get. I remember we like got them like through someone who like had an inn somewhere or something. Yeah. I remember like the way that we got the Furbies was like illegal, you know.
In Jersey, they were
they
bought them all up and then they'd sell them in alleyways.
Well, Ben, let's just say they fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm talking about.
Along with the gabagool.
Yeah, the gabagool fell off the back of a truck, so that's how we got them. Also, they called these things digipets. They're called Tamagotchis. You idiots. Tamagotchis.
They fucked up.
They fucked up. I don't know what a Digipet is. It's a Tamagotchi.
Yeah. She says that stuffed animals never go out of style, too.
Oh, well, my God. They're perfect.
Wait till you get into bed
other.
With Zach.
You're going to regret that.
Zach was like, oh, yes, fist pumping. Yes. When she said that, she's like, why are you fist pumping? He was like, no reason. We're going to be using that one a lot this season.
Bliss would want to meet Oprah if she can meet anyone in the world.
Wow, me too.
I would meet Baba. That's what I want to meet. Baba, man. Got to be something about the blanket that she's carrying around for so long. Must have powers.
And Zach is like, I would meet Lord Gideon from Elden Ring. And I would fight him to the death. With
yeah, I don't
daughter.
I don't believe that he would meet her parents. It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. He set that shit up. He would totally meet an Elden Ring boss, without a doubt.
Yeah. And then he proposes to her because she makes him feel warm.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is a very cold person in terms of personality, so.
Yes. I wonder what's going to happen.
Or it was just cold on the boat and the body heat made her.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be it, too.
I had this ring because Irina gave it back to me, and I haven't changed my pants because I don't have a lot of pants, and also I'm a cartoon character. And you made me feel warm, and I was like, might as well propose. So,
yeah. It was funny how the scene started out. He was literally in a block of ice, and then the piano fell down on the ice and crushed him out. And he was like, his teeth were chattering and everything. And then she went and gave him a hug, and then like steam started coming off of him. It was really wild.
So that's the most cartoony sound I have right now.
We gotta get the Looney Tunes sound bite.
Yeah, we gotta get that. Well, yeah.
Think she's gonna say yes? I think she's gonna say
yes. Yeah, I think she's gonna say yes. It's TV time.
TV time, baby.
I was kind of hoping that they were gonna switch up the formula and they were just gonna like date for longer, you know? Because they were gonna be like, hey, Love Is Still Blind. They still met in the pods, you know? They still met blindly.
Yeah.
They're just dating. It still counts, but
nope. You gotta get to that altar.
You gotta get engaged to be on the show. You gotta get to the altar.
She does what needs to be done. You know? Yeah,
she did it.
She's gonna get that big old boost in followers.
Yep.
Yeah. Dirty, dirty girl.
She'll do anything for those.
She's
followers.
Already got ideas of a Love Is Blind podcast in the future, I tell you what. She's like, I'm gonna put out a 15 minute episode and somehow it's gonna be first on Apple Podcasts.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow, Saturday, April 1st. Uh-oh, this could be an April Fool's, Ben. Uh-oh.
I'll be tomorrow. Show up, Max, because I'll
uh-oh.
Be here. I'll be here.
There could be a lot of pranks going on tomorrow. A lot of fooling.
Right, we're going to have the Impractical Jokers as our guests tomorrow. We're going to be pranking all day.
Ooh, I'm
We're going to have Sal and the other guys.
I could not be here tomorrow. Oh, man. 2 p.m. Eastern Time, episode 7, 8.
Yeah.
We'll be here. And then Tuesday, we'll be around 5:15 p.m. We'll be recording live on our Discord for our bigger rascal tiered patrons, patreon.com/realityalertlovecenter, our Patreon exclusive weekly recap podcast of everything that's happened this week in Love is Blind. We're going to be recapping everything that's happened in the week. We're going to be forecasting everything that happens in the future, talking about social media, giving out awards to everything that's happened, doing some over under bets too. It's going to be really fun.
Oh yeah.
See you there.
Make sure to check out our Instagram reality alert podcast. We're close, folks. 50 away from 1,000. We're at 950. Might not sound like a lot, but to us, it's great.
It's everything.
It's not a million, but it's good. It's great for us.
It's basically a million.
If you want to support the podcast without doing the Patreon, that's just one way to do it. Go follow us on social media.
Yes. And youtube.com/realityalert. Check us out in video form. Why not?
Yeah. We dress in tuxedos every day.
Yeah.
Come look. Come look.
It's the only way to find out.
April Fools. I'm starting early.
Okay. Bye. See everybody tomorrow. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
You're marrying your mom.